Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. My name is Kurt Hunt, and welcome to another episode of S3 Productions Presents. I'm not sure what we'll present. Normally, I do old 78 records, but every once in a while, I just have to break the mold and try something new. Again, happy Thanksgiving. So what we started was about, a couple months ago, I started building a new studio, a second studio, just because I could, and concentrating primarily on 33 and a third. And the idea was I could have to do a record live with guests and play a record in the background. Now, I'm not opposed to, nor am I afraid of, posting my good, bad, and ugly. That's why I run my tech storyteller channel hard, because sometimes it's better to post it and just have people comment on it. So today we're going to do the Joey Heatherton album. We're going to play three songs off of Side 2. This album was released in 1972 by MGM Productions, produced by Tony Scotti and Tommy Oliver. And we're going to do Gone, Say Hello, and the On the Road I Took You. I Took to You, four pieces, songs 2, 3, and 4. And again, part of this was just an experiment to see what would happen by trying different things. So, here we go, Joey Heatherton, 1972. Good to bad,
I tried gone. To see what happens here.
Up.
This is gone. 3 months ago. Now I'm going to make a little change here. I'm going to put my right into line in 7/8 and my left into 5/8. Why? Oh, I don't know. Just to see if we can. All right. Third one I'm going to play is called Say Hello. The only difference is I switch my left and right channel to see what would happen. Switching mic cables around just to see, because I think I got a problem here.
Joy Hesman was born in 1944. It must be she's in her late 70s, the early. She was an American actress, dancer, and singer. 1972, she released her first album, Joey Heatherton album. The first single cover of of the 1957 Furlin Husky song, Gone, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard's Hot 100, peaking at number 24. The second single was I'm Sorry, peaked at 87. Now, I think Joey Heatherton, who was sort of the MGM master to Anne Margaret, I guess is probably more famous known for posing nude for Playboy magazine in 1972. But again, this is a family show. So, again, the whole reason I did this was I was just trying some stuff to see what worked, what didn't work, to see if it was good, bad, or the otherwise. And sometimes you just have to break the mold and do something new. So, let's go back and play the first time we did this to see if it sounded any different. Here we go.
All right, we're going to try this again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining me at our new studio here in beautiful downtown Montebello, California. And we're going to try something new today. We're actually going to play a 1972 Joey Heatherton's album. And we're speaking into my new thing here. And we're going to try and see how this works.
there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Heatherton's 1972 MGM album. Joey Heatherton's album. We just tested some equipment, and I just wanted to post my results just to see what, just because I can't. One of the joys of owning the company is you get to do stupid stuff like this. All right. If you have any questions or comments, you all enjoy your happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate your all that you've got. You make sure you give thanks for everything. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining us. If you have any questions, comments, you can always reach me at Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. You can reach me at KurtHunt74@yahoo.com or Blog Talk Radio or through YouTube and or Google+. With that, you have a great day. Goodbye.